Along the shores of Lake Victoria lies Homa Bay County in Western Kenya. Homa Bay is characterized by a rapidly growing population, falling food production, and increasing number of people living in poverty. The majority of the population is employed in fishing and agricultural activities, with limited opportunities for commercial ventures or public services. The little earnings from farming activities leaves many living in abject poverty, leading to high rate of school dropout, early marriages, and HIV and AIDS infection. However, despite these challenges, there are women within the county who are struggling to change the narrative and make ends meet, with the help of international supporters.
Anlina takinyo piyo, ako duogo, village enothora.
My name is Lineta Kinyopio from Kodogi in Othora Village. I have four biological and two adopted children. My first one is in Form 3 and the second one is in Form 1. The third born are twins of who are all in Class 7. I'm happy all my children are in school.
Like other families in the county with limited knowledge of modern farming, Lineta was used to traditional methods which could not yield much produce. She therefore remained stuck in poverty. To break this cycle of low production and poverty, TAG International Development partnered with Team Kenya to introduce a livelihood program dubbed Water Works for Girls, specifically aimed at women who are guardians of school-age girls. As a result of Water Works for Girls project, Lynette received agricultural training and there has been a complete overhaul to her farming method, which is producing better results, as she explains.
At first, my family grew ordinary crops, which were different from what we grow now. During the harvesting season, I would reap a single sack of maize, which could hold about 40 tins. In addition, we used an oxplow during cultivation, which brought a lot of challenges. I realized during the weeding season, a lot of seeds had not germinated. The trend is different now because I use compost manure and hybrid seeds. Since the training started, I can now harvest a total of 100 tins of maize as compared to 20 tins before on the same piece of land.
Lynette was hoping for a solution to her poorly performing crops, as she was eager to ensure her daughters continued to receive an education. Fortunately, a revolving fund was opened. It was dedicated exclusively to helping women with school-age girls. In addition to revolving fund, table banking was introduced and the members would place their savings, loan repayments and other contribution on the table, then borrow immediately, either as long or short-term loans, to a number of interested members. An opportunity Lynette took advantage of, and the results have been impressive, as she explains what she has been able to do now, which was impossible before.
In fact, table banking ni osekonya mangeny. Aneno ko prove ngima na mangeny kabisa. Kech nyithinda nyalo rwakore
masmart kaka gidwaro. Table banking has further supported me to purchase four bulls, two of which are owned by my in-law. The two are bought at a price of $180 and $230 respectively. We use the animals to plow, hence cutting on the cost of production. I'm aiming to increase the number of the animals to 8 so that they would work on shifts. The animals have brought a lot of difference in the planting cost because I earlier spent a lot of money in hiring people who will dig the land in readiness for planting. Currently, the cost is low and I can use the money for other purposes. I'm also blessed with over 50 local breed of chicken with 30 chicks as a result of table banking. I expect to get more flock because when I started, I only had 2 chickens.
Lynette is thinking ahead and thinking big. She does not see herself as though she has achieved all goals and she's not sitting in her comfort zone. She has bigger dreams and plans to make sure her family is more comfortable and to ensure that abject poverty is an issue of the past.
I hope to get another loan from the organization, considering that I have a 4-acre piece of land, which is ready for planting. I'll use the money to purchase fertilizer and seeds, which will in turn improve the condition of my life after harvesting. Additionally, I have a piece of land of about 1 acre where I cultivated groundnut, which are yet to be harvested. I'll use the produce from these to clear the few areas which my children owe their schools. I have dreams of building a permanent and more beautiful house. Therefore, additional loans will come in very handy. I'm a witness to the benefits of table banking, so please do more to assist others to come out of poverty. As an accountant to my group, I've talked to my members to cash up in loan repayment so that other people may benefit too. We want to see a transformed community.
The Revolving Fund Initiative is sponsored by Yorknik Foundation, co-organized by TAG International Development in partnership with Team Kenya, is helping to change the face of the community from a poverty-stricken community to one that is economically fit. Another beneficiary of this initiative is Millicent Akinyi.
My husband was dead 2012, so I'm the one who is taking care of my girls in school, at home, in everything.
There were trainings that you received about finance. What sort of training were those?
Yeah, we had the table banking where we were being trained how you can even bring a little you have and then we put together and then we loan, we bring it back with the interest. At the end of the year or at the end of the month, you said, we share out according to what you save the whole year, you will get something which can even help you in paying fees. At last, mine helped me in paying the school fees for my second born. No. Without TAG, we could have not even know the table banking and the whatever.
Poverty is still a major issue in many households, and families are struggling to make ends meet. The future will remain bleak for many other needy families without external support. Lynette and Millicent are examples of the impact of this initiative and the hope it has given to the people of Ndhiwa. You can help Team Kenya and TAG International Development to support other women out of poverty by helping them to become economically self-sufficient. They and their families will live in dignity, their children will be educated, and the future of the community will be transformed forever. This documentary has been produced and presented to you by Valerie Opio.